You're greatly welcome to Lesson Talks, a podcast station where we share values that affect and help develop every sphere of life. On Lesson Talks, we connect to your soul. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Lesson Talks again. So tonight, I'll be reading a short story. The title of the story is The Emperor's Seed. It's a story about integrity. There was once an emperor from China who had no children and needed to choose a successor. Thousands of children from across the kingdom came to the palace and were surprised when the emperor exclaimed that he was going to choose one of them. He gave them all a seed. They were to go home to their villages, plant the seed in a pot, and tend it for a year. When they returned in a year, the emperor would judge their efforts and choose his successor. There was a boy named Ling who received a seed and returned to his village. His mother helped him to choose a pot and put some soil in it. Ling watered his pot every day. Once a week, the children of the village would gather together to compare their plants. After a week, there were signs of life in all but Ling's pot. The weeks passed and Ling continued to water his pot every day. After a few months, the pot really came to life. Some had trees starting to grow, some had flowers, and some had leafy shrubs. Poor old Ling still had nothing growing in his pot. Leading the other children to make fun of him, Ling continued to water his pots every day. A year passed and it was time to return to the palace to show what had grown and decided on the new heir. Ling was anxious as his pot still showed no sign of life. What if they punish me? They won't know I've watered it all day. They would think I'm lazy. His mother looked him in the eye and explained that whatever the consequence were, he had to return and show the emperor his barren pot. Ling and other children entered the palace gate. By now, some of the plants were looking magnificent and the children were wondering which one the emperor would choose. Ling was embarrassed as other children looked at his lifeless pot and scoffed. The emperor came and started to make his way through the crowd, looking at the many impressive trees, shrubs, and flowers that were on display. The boys all puffed their chest out and tried to look as regal as possible, hoping that he would be chosen as the heir to the empire. Then the emperor came to Ling. He looked at the pot, then looked at Ling. "What happened here?" he asked. "I water the pot every day, but nothing ever grew," Ling muttered nervously. Then he grumbled to himself and moved on. After a few hours, the emperor finally finished his assessment. He stood in front of the children and congratulated them on their efforts. Clearly, some of you desperately want to be the emperor and would do anything to make that happen. But there is a boy that I would like to point out as he has come to me with nothing. Ling, come here please. Oh no, Ling thought. He slowly sauntered to the front of the group holding his barren pot. The emperor held up the pot for all to see and all the children laughed. Then the emperor continued, A year ago, I gave you all a seed. I told you to go away, plant the seed, and return with your plant. The seeds that I gave to you were all boiled until they were no longer viable and wouldn't grow. But I see before me thousands of plants and only one barren pot. Integrity and courage are more important values for leadership than proud display. Let me take that again. Integrity and courage are more important values for leaders than proud displays. So link here will be my hair. Wow, what a lovely story. I'm sure you must have definitely would have learned one or two things from the story, but the key thing is integrity. Obviously, from the story, other young boys had gone to probably get a life seed, a replacement for what was given to them to plant. Probably had a manure, fertilizer to make it grow, but it is only Link was the only person that was truthful. It was honest. He went with the seed that was given to him and he came back with it. But I wanted to notice something. He was watching it every day, like he was doing it. Though it wasn't yielding anything he could see, but he was being honest to the instruction given to them. And another thing was that he had courage. He had courage to come show forth his barren pot. Of course, ordinarily, looking at other children laughing at him and every other thing, he really could have given up or felt discouraged. And yeah, how could I go there with my empty pot? Everybody's plant is growing. See big trees, see flowers, see a lot of things. But he had the courage to go to the emperor with his empty pot. And of course, his mother was a great source of encouragement. The reason why you need to surround yourself with people that are of positive values, people with like mind, people that would help you grow, people that will push you forward, people that would encourage you. I hope you've learned a few things from my from my story tonight, the Emperor, the story about integrity. Thank you once again for listening to Blessing Talks. See you next episode. Bye-bye.